Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that school bell, you'll know to get your Bible. And today you'll want to get it because we're going to be reading some passages from the Bible that were written by Luke. We're going to begin in Acts chapter 16. And so we've been studying Luke, the beloved physician, and I thought it would be meet to spend some time just reading it, what it was that Luke wrote, and see how he documented the things which he had seen and heard, and therefore we were able to not only come to a faith of Christ by what he wrote in the book of Luke, but also see what it was like to be a member of the Church of Christ, as we read about that in the book of Acts. And so in just a moment, we're going to read about the conversion of the jailer from Acts chapter 16. And while you're turning to Acts chapter 16, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. As we were bringing our class to a close in our last class session, we were talking about that jailer and how there had been this great earthquake, and the jailer, seeing the doors of the prison open, thought the prisoners had escaped and was about to kill himself. But we read in Acts chapter 16 in verse 28, where Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for lights, and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house." And they spake the word of the Lord unto him, and with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And he brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. Now, another reading we want to make is found in Acts chapter 28. And I'm turning there now in my Bible. You want to turn to Acts chapter 28, and I'll begin reading in verse 16. And this is the last of the book of Acts, and it tells about Paul's arrival in Rome. It says in Acts chapter 28 in verse 16, "And when we entered into Rome, Paul was suffered to abide by himself with the soldier that guarded him. And it came to pass after 3 days, he called together those that were chief of the Jews. And when they were come together, he said unto them, I, brethren, though I have done nothing against the people, nor the customs of our fathers, yet was delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, desired to set me at liberty, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal to Caesar, not that I had aught whereof to accuse my nation. For this cause, therefore, did I entreat you to see and to speak with me. For because of the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." And they said unto him, "We neither received letters from Judea concerning thee, nor did any of the brethren come hither and report or speak any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, it is known to us that it is everywhere spoken against." Acts chapter 28:23. "And when they had appointed him a day, they came to him into his lodging in great number, to whom he expounded the matter, testifying the kingdom of God, and persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Spirit through Isaiah the prophet unto your father, saying, Go thou unto this people and say, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall in no wise understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall in no wise perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest haply they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should turn again, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, that this salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles. They will also hear. And he abode 2 whole years in his own hired dwelling, and received all that went in unto him, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, no man forbidding him. Wouldn't you like to have been there when Paul expounded the matter, testifying the kingdom of God, and persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets, from morning till evening? It is very likely that Luke was among that company, and that he learned much from Paul. We have another book in the Bible that is given to us anonymously, but there's much of the content of the book that sounds like it could have come from Paul, and that is the book of Hebrews. However, the style of Hebrews seems more like that elegant and beautiful style of Luke the physician. And so some have supposed that this may have been Luke's notes from some of the preaching of Paul. And so he documented that in this book of the Hebrews. Well, be that as it may, it might be. But whether it is or not, these are beautiful words. And I think we'll read from Hebrews chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, and then go down to chapter 2 and verse 4. So turn there in your Bible with me. And here's what we read. God, having of old time spoken unto the fathers and the prophets, by divers portions and divers manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds, who being the effulgence of his glory and the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made purification of sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, and he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be unto me a son. And when he again bringeth forth the firstborn into the world, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels wind, and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning didst lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou continuest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a mantle shall be rolled up, and as a garment they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years fail not. But which of the angels said he at any time, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of them that shall inherit salvation? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest haply we should drift from them. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which having first been spoken through the Lord was confirmed unto us by them that heard, God also bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders and manifold powers and gifts of the Spirit according to His will. Now as we come to the close of this Sunday school lesson we're reading, I see in Elam's notes these lines from a poem. It says this, "Thy feet at last shall stand on jasper floors. Thy heart at last shall seem a thousand hearts, each single heart with myriad raptures filled, while thou sit'st still with princes and with kings, rich in the jewel of a ransomed soul." I looked that poem up, and I found the entire poem on the internet, and it is an anonymous poem, but in tribute to Luke. I think I might read this poem to you now. The title of the poem is, "The World Wants Men." And here's how it goes. The world wants men, light-hearted, manly men, men who shall join its chorus and prolong the psalm of labor and the song of love. The times want scholars, scholars who shall shape the doubtful destinies of dubious years, and the land of the ark that bears our country's goods safe on some peaceful Ararat at last. The age wants heroes, heroes who shall dare to struggle in the solid ranks of truth, to clutch the monster error by the throat, to bear opinion to a loftier seat, to blot the era of oppression out, and to lead a universal freedom in. All heaven wants souls, fresh and capacious souls, to taste its raptures and expand like flowers beneath the glory of its central sun. It wants fresh souls, not lean and shriveled ones. It wants fresh souls, my brother. Give it thine, if thou indeed will act as a man should act, if thou indeed will be what the scholars should, if thou will be a hero and wilt strive to help thy fellow and exalt thyself, thy feet at last shall stand on jasper floors, thy heart at last shall seem a thousand hearts, every single heart with myriad rapture fields, while thou sit with princes and with kings, rich in the jewel of a ransomed soul." You know, Luke, the beloved physician, was just that kind of man. He was so faithful and loyal to Paul, helping Paul as his own personal physician, following Paul in that Macedonian call over to Philippi, being there with Paul as he taught about Lydia and baptized them into Christ, and recording for us the conversion of the jailer there in Philippi where Paul was. Paul left Luke at Philippi, but rejoined him on his journey back to Jerusalem when he had the money to deliver to the saints there that were in need. And Luke accompanied Paul on that journey from Ephesus into Jerusalem. He was there and when Paul was arrested in the temple and saw Paul go through his multiple trials. And Paul was kept a prisoner in Caesarea for some time, which gave Luke an opportunity to go out and investigate the stories he'd heard about Jesus and hear from those who had seen and heard those things. And he documented them unto a nobleman named Theophilus. And then later Luke accompanied Paul when Paul was a prisoner on a ship and took with Paul that hazardous journey into Rome. And when Paul was a prisoner in Rome, Luke remained with him. And it may be that he completed again the book of Acts at that time to that same Theophilus in preparation for Paul's trial. The second time Paul was in prison in Rome, Luke stayed with him. And it may be that the book of Hebrews was Luke's record of Paul's preaching.